Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Well, shit is going down, kind of. People are going places.
Well, except for the one that you really want to know about.
He's just cryptically tweeting about birds, okay? I think I figured it out, but, you know.
Well, explain.
He's going to Impact. And before you guys say. And before anybody says, oh my God, Nikki, you just don't want him to go to AEW. First off, you're right. I don't. Second off, he tweeted about baby birds. We're going to read the tweet. I have it right here. He tweeted about baby birds, and nothing in AEW is birds. He said, don't worry, I'll feed you baby birds. There's no birds in AEW.
Unless he's talking about his Twitter followers because of the bird app.
Well, if he is, I'm still hungry. Anyway, anywho. Either that or if you're talking about spilling tea, do it now. Because my life's kind of boring right now, and I love drama.
So like, there's a bird is the icon of...
Bird is the icon of Anthem Sports that owns Impact Wrestling!
Oh.
I'm probably looking into this too much, but shh.
He did use a picture of the Fiend. I thought that was kind of interesting.
He did. He did. Uh-huh. We said looking good, Fiendy, and I was like, I happen to agree with that. What can I say? What can I say?
He did and use Cold of Wyndham again.
Well, he's been using that.
Yeah.
Also, I got to use a Laszlo GIF. And I said, we like it. We do. We like it. So, you know, that was exciting. But anyway, the 29th is coming up. And that's his day. Everybody thinks he's going to show up at Bound for Glory. I don't know. If he could get out of his contract a week early, it'd be cool if he could. But I don't think he can. So, well, 23rd is this coming Saturday. And his contract expires a week from Friday. So, I mean, unless Vince is feeling really generous, which I don't think so with all the rumors now that, like, he got fired because he's, like, difficult, which I think Vince's form of difficult and my form of difficult are very different.
Well, it didn't really say why it was difficult.
Well, I think we all know why he's difficult. I mean, he had to work with whatever the fuck Alexa Schmish is right now.
Well, apparently she's coming back. She's leaving that gimmick and coming back with, I don't know if it's her old one or a new one.
It's a new, she'll be like, it's a new gimmick, y'all. I'm going to actually be the doll this time. Girl, stupid ass people are buying that shit up, so you know they're gonna make her still be this like spooky deaky. Oh my god.
You think? I think she's gonna do something else.
Yeah, let's hope, but I don't know. I think they're forever wanting me to hate this bitch.
Maybe.
Maybe. But yeah, I mean, he had to deal with that. You know, he wasn't happy because, I mean, Abby the witch said, fuck that bitch on the very last Firefly Funhouse. So, you know, that's a mood we all feel.
Right.
So, you know, I think he was maybe difficult to get along with because he wasn't like, yeah, boss, I'll go job to Bobby Lashley. Huzzah. You know?
True.
Yeah. So I think that was it. But anyway, yeah. My only thing is everybody's saying he's coming back on the 29th, which is the day his contract expires. What if we're not thinking the big picture here? Like, what if it's November he's coming back?
That's true.
Like, what if we're all thinking it's going to be that day, but it's not that day? Because that day is a Friday. And everybody's like, oh, he's going to show up to AEW because it's on a Friday. And I was like, well, who watches that stupid show anyway? The ratings suck. Nobody watches that show. So, you know, maybe we're thinking too small. Maybe we need to think big.
Like what?
Like, hold on. Impact has a show in November. Just saying. And everybody's like, oh, he'll show up at a weekly show. Well, he doesn't have to show up at a weekly show because Impact, again, has shows in November. And also, they're taping in November. So why go with him on this one? Why would he have to show up this weekend when he could show up November 20th at Turning Point?
It's a good point.
Or the 21st and 22nd at the TV tapings. Which, if it's Turning Point, I need to buy a ticket to Vegas right now. If that's the case, I think I'm going to Vegas. Anyway, but really, why would he? He doesn't technically have to show up on that day. I mean, look at like Mojo. He didn't get a job for a while.
That's true.
And he got paid way less than Bray did. What if Bray is like punking everybody right now? You know? What if he's like, yes, guys, the 29th is going to be the day. And then nothing happens. And everybody's like, what the fuck? Right? Because that's what I would do. I'd be like, guys, my contract's up in 90 days. And people would be like, oh my God, 90 days. And they'd be counting and counting and counting. And then you know what I'd do? I'd do nothing.
You'd throw them off track.
I would. I'd be like, oh, did I say 90 days? I meant 120 days. Yeah. I just keep it going. You got to keep them guessing. You know?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Everybody's like, oh my God, but what if he shows up at Rampage? And it's like, again, who watches that shit? Nobody. Nobody watches that. Why would he show up there? That's a stupid, that's a B show. Why would he go from a B show to another B show?
Valid point.
Why would he? Anybody? And don't say it's because, oh, when he knows Cody Rhodes and Blackjack Mulligan and Dusty Rhodes. I don't care. Fuck Cody Rhodes.
That's true. That's a good mantra.
Yeah. Fuck Cody Rhodes. Like, this guy doesn't know why people hate him. So, you know. He doesn't know why people hate him. Like, people... People who watch his show hate him. Not even counting us. We don't watch the show. We don't give him money. We don't give him a dime. People who give him a dime hate him.
Do they really? Or is it all just for show?
Yeah. People are booing him. And people who watch AEW are still talking about that promo where he was like, I'm going to have a half black daughter and we're living the American dream.
Oh, God.
Yeah. People are still like, what the fuck was that? Like, really, dude? And now we're all just like, hey, remember that one time Cody Rhodes was a Trumper? Yeah. Remember that one time he said he was going to run for the Georgia Senate? Yeah, I remember that too. And if that's the case, I'm moving to Georgia. And I will do everything, anything in my power to help the person he's running against. I'll be like, if it's Ossoff, I'll be like, Ossoff, what do you need from me to defeat this guy? What do you need? What do you need? Because believe me, we don't want him. No.
I don't think anybody here would vote for him because nobody knows who the hell he is.
That and his wife doesn't have any friends. So you can't count on that vote.
Well, you also have to think about the fact he'd be running as Republican, right?
Well, yes.
And it is Georgia and he's a white. I'm not being racist, but he's a white guy married to a black woman. That's not going to fare well here.
Well, not only that, but no offense to Brandy, but she's a black woman who doesn't embrace her heritage.
That's true.
Culture.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Good point.
And I don't think she has friends. Like, that's a red flag right there. Like, you don't have one friend. Not a single friend in your life. Ma'am, I've never seen you, like, tagging friends to talk. Like, do you? Yeah, like, your own sister-in-law, I don't even think likes you.
That's what I don't watch that show, but someone said that someone told Cody, like, oh, she, Brandy. I think she told Cody, like, I don't think she likes me. He's like, eh, whatever. He didn't even care.
So a friend of mine does recaps for that show, and I'm like, you must have no life. Like, get a hobby. But apparently it happened because his sister-in-law didn't want her to be Brandy Rhodes.
Huh.
Because that's not her name. Which is true. Because Cody's real last name isn't really Rhodes. So she's got a point there. It's not her name, technically. It's not your name, ma'am. Yeah. So. I kind of side with Cody's sister on this one. Plus, like, I feel like Brandy would be the worst sister-in-law.
Yeah, probably.
Like, if my brother brought home a chick like Brandy Rhodes, I'd be like, you have judgment problems. Like, do you need help? Who hurt you? Did she hurt you? Is this like a Stockholm Syndrome kind of deal where, like, you know, you and your captor are going to be together now?
Oh, gosh.
Yes. But anyway, yeah, Bray is going to go to Impact. And we're just going to keep putting that out in the universe. Till it happens. Because I've been right so far about everything. Because Buddy Matthews is in New Japan. I do believe I said that was going to happen.
Good for you.
Fascinating. Also very good for him, and I can't wait for Buddy Matthews versus Ibushi.
Huh.
Sign me up. I'm very interested in that match. Fascinated, really. So, you know, sign me up for that. I think it's a good fit, though. It's like the best fit he could have. I mean, the only other one would have been Impact, because it was like confirmed AEW didn't want him. So, which is hilarious, because people are like, but he should have gone AEW. Anyway, we're very excited for this decision. I mean, there's a lot of matches. Him versus Jay would be really good.
That's true.
Him and Naito. Not mad at it.
him and Shingo Takagi, not mad at it. So you know what? It's a good fit. I am happy for this decision. So now everybody's moved to what's going to happen at Bound for Glory, because Bound for Glory is like Impact's WrestleMania.
Okay.
So everybody's like, what is going to happen at Bound for Glory? And I mean, we do have the Iconics or the Inspiration, whatever they're called now, who will be debuting in Impact. So that's exciting.
I want to see what they wear.
I know. That's going to be exciting.
And what their music is.
I know. I'm like, what's it going to look like? What's happening here? Like, I am
going to take the funny approach, like the Iconics. Are they going to be different? Who knows?
I know. I feel like you kind of have to find a good middle ground on that. Like, you can't be too funny, but you can't be too serious. You know, it's Impact, you know?
Right.
It's not like you're in the G1 finals, you know? You gotta you gotta find a happy medium with that. I feel like that so they're gonna be against one of my favorites, Rosemary and Jessica Havoc. I feel like they won't win, but they're not gonna necessarily lose cleanly.
Hmm.
That makes any sense. I would be shocked if they won, because it's their first night. I mean, they could cheat to win. They could. It is very possible they could cheat to win. Also, Mickie James is on that card.
Oh.
Against somebody Jen loves, Deonna Purrazzo.
Oh God, she's so boring.
She kind of is. Christian, who is still Impact champion, even though he's going against Josh Alexander. I want Josh Alexander to win. Like, let's just end this thing once and for all. Like, really? Heath and a mystery partner, who we all kind of assume is Rhino, are going against Violent by Design, which is Eric Young's faction.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's Rhino. Pretty sure. If not, it's Braun Strowman. It's either going to be Rhino or Braun Strowman. That's where I'm going with this decision.
Huh.
But yeah, I mean, Eric Young. This just sounds like a pay-per-view of a lot of people WWE released. It really does. Okay, literally every match has somebody WWE released.
Oh man.
Also, Gallows and Anderson have not showed up for work. So, you know.
Well.
Well. Probably, you know, Carl's still, I don't know. I'm gonna go with Carl is the cause for this one. Somebody who we like on this show, ELP, is going to be in a match for the X Division Championship against Trey Miguel and Steve Macklin, who was in WWE previously. And is Deonna Purrazzo's boyfriend.
What's his name?
Steve Macklin.
I'm gonna look him up. Steve?
Steve. Macklin. Such an it's an entertaining name, isn't it? Yes, at all. Yes.
Maybe he's on our Instagram. That might be easier.
Yes. It would be, wouldn't it?
How do you spell her name? There she is. No, there she is. Okay.
By the way, he was Steve Cutler, if you want to know. And he was
he's cute.
He was with Blake. of Blake and Murphy fame. So yes, he is going to be in that match. We're rooting for ELP, obviously. And finally, there is, and this is the match where I think we could see some people show up, maybe win the whole goddamn thing.
Huh.
And that is the Call Your Shot Gauntlet. That's right. Number one has been announced already, and it's Chris Sabin. And number 20 has been announced, and it is the man formerly known as Big Cass.
Ah.
Yes. Now, if you haven't ever seen a Call Your Shot Gauntlet, whoever wins the gauntlet, it's kind of like the Royal Rumble. Whoever wins, you get a title shot. And it's for any title of your choosing. It doesn't have to be the world title. It could be X Division. It could be whatever you want.
Oh, interesting.
But yes. So that's where I think we could see a certain monster among men showing up. I don't know. Who could I be talking about? Or a certain Mr. Eric Rowan.
Oh, okay.
Or Mojo Rawley. I don't know. I just want him to show up. I just want him to I want him to be included.
Yes. Well, he's happy.
I'm trying to include him. Also, you know, you never know. It could be, there could be like a big surprise. I don't know.
That's true.
Or the man who's going to be at the TV tapings, Suzuki, could be there. Because Suzuki will be working Impact. Which we like. That is good news. So, I think Bound for Glory is going to be good. At the same time, and this is how I'm torn next weekend. Next weekend, I'm really torn. So, at the same time as Bound for Glory, we have Nick... Oh. Wait. It couldn't be. Yeah, it can't be Suzuki in that match because Suzuki will be wrestling Nick Gage. I totally spaced that. But Nick Gage versus Suzuki will be happening at the same time.
Huh.
And then Bloodsport is next weekend too. So if you like Bloodsport, Bloodsport's happening as well. It's going to be a very busy weekend, kids. A lot going on. Anyway, can we just talk about Baron Corbin this week?
I love his outfits, his clothes.
His outfits are amazing.
Uh-huh.
Like, Baron looks incredible. He looks better than when we saw him last.
Uh-huh.
And that is
very happy.
That is hard to top because he looked good. And now he looks better. So figure that out. Anyway. Baron's over here looking incredible and happy,
living his best life.
Happy Corbin. I wish he just had his old music back.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't fit the look.
Well, it would be the lone wolf again and then it'll be fine. I still just want that. Like, I miss all like dark fucking Baron who would take you behind a tool shed and like fuck you up real good. Where's that Baron? That was a good Baron. Where's Wolf Daddy? That's what I want to know. Where'd he go?
He's back.
That's depressing. But anyway, I just don't like fucking what's his face. Riddick Moss. Don't like him.
He had a nice outfit on Friday though.
Boring.
I like his style. I like his hair, but that's about it.
That's all Baron did that. Let's be honest.
That too.
That's all Baron's doing. Let's be honest. He'd be dressed like a scrub if he wasn't paired with Baron. And that's my story and I'm sticking to it. I'm just saying. Anyway,
So Becky Lynch posted a picture of her baby today. And her baby is trying to steal that title already.
So cute.
You know what? Good for you. I hope she steals it. Like, I love Becky, don't get me wrong, but I'm sure that baby's like, I mean, she's like not even one yet, and I bet she's super talented.
That's true.
I mean, she's already like pretty much standing. That takes talent. But yes. And then, you know, there's Seth.
Yeah, that's hopefully all it's all Becky's DNA. Did she just manifest a baby by herself?
She just cloned herself. She's like, you know, I'd really like to have a baby. Hold on. Yep, okay, I'm pregnant. Like, you know, like that. But unfortunately, I don't think that's the case. Somebody said, what if, like, and you know, this somebody totally ships her with Charlotte. They're all like, what if, like, it was Charlotte's DNA in there somehow, and it's Charlotte and Becky's baby? And I was like, that baby be like a beast. That kid would, like, destroy people. I don't think the world could ever, like, you'd have to breed with a weaker man.
That's true.
You'd have to, yeah. I mean, if that would, the world would just, like, collapse on itself. Like, no offense, Andrade, but the weaker man. No offense, but you're an AEW. We're kind of seeing who the weaker man is. You know? Just saying. That would be too much greatness. You know?
Well,
that's I don't know. Anyway, yeah. That's, yeah. Speaking of Charlotte Flair, though, her dad is hosting a Trump fundraiser.
Oh, God.
You can imagine how well that went over with everybody.
Fundraiser for what? A presidential race?
No. Just because.
Oh, my God.
Because the grift is still going, okay? Yeah, I have no words for this. Like, literally, I saw that and I was like, I don't know why people are so surprised by this news.
Huh.
Like, what? Why are we so surprised? It's at Mar-a-Lago. If anybody wants to pay the, $5,800 per person.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, but if you want to meet Trump and Flair and all them, that's $25,000.
Oh, my God.
So he's on the honorary host committee.
What does that even mean?
Where my car is.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, it's with a guy from Georgia who's running for Senate as a Republican. Sorry, Cody Rhodes, your spot's been taken.
And Flair does not endorse you.
Flair is obviously not endorsing you right now. Darn, there goes your shot. He would be like the worst senator ever. He'd be like, God, there's so many problems of poor people, like, my God, they can't afford necklaces like my wife has. That's an $8,000 necklace. They can't afford that. And it's like, they can't afford food, you know, like, or health care. Oh, and his wife's fake woke, so you know she's not going to be accepted by the Republican wives. She's fake woke.
Huh.
Yes. I'm like, Brandy, sit down. We all know you don't give a shit.
Nope.
Yeah, and everybody's over here like, wow, I'm so surprised. But yes, Ric Flair is going to be at a Trump
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're not. Charlotte, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm sure that went over real well.
Like, especially with who her fiance is. I'm sure that went over real well. I'm like, but you know what? This is probably to get his job back with Cody. He's like, Cody, I can get you in. Look at all these people. Oh my
God.
It would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It would make a lot of sense. I know people are like, no, it wouldn't. Well, it kind of would. Did you watch that video I sent? I sent you of the one guy on TikTok who calls out all of the people who act like they're fake woke.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I think I found nothing to be a lie in that video. I found no lies detected in that one. Anyway, that was, speaking of, you know, things that we don't support, Crown Jewel is this weekend, or this week.
There's going to be some interesting matches. I think it will be better than some of them have been.
I will not be watching, per usual. That is against my moral compass. I do have a moral compass for all of you saying that I don't. I do. Also, my only thing that I'm really interested in is, like, are they going to get stuck on, like, the runway again?
There'll be some more good stories.
Yeah, like, I want some more stories here. And if you have to sacrifice anybody, sacrifice Goldberg. It's fine.
Just throw him out.
He had a nice life. Fine. Or Vince, but he'll be on a private jet with Brock and probably Heyman.
Roman.
So, yeah, I mean, and Roman. Well, the last time he left Roman there. So I don't think
he will this time.
He'll just leave Becky this time. Yeah. Just leave Becky. It's fine. Her husband's here. It's fine. Yeah, they're taking a bunch of the ladies.
Yeah, they are.
This time. And to that I say, wow. Wow. Is the money that good?
Yeah. To them it is.
Is it? Oh, yeah, for the ladies, yes. Because you're right. They make 1/6 of whatever the male counterpart's WrestleMania bonus is. You're right. So, yeah, the money must be great because they don't make shit. you know, just the patriarchy and such. The patriarchy. Anyway, I stumbled upon the most disturbing thing today on Instagram.
What?
I saw the photos of Lacey Evans' home birth.
Ooh, she posted it?
Yes, I literally thought I saw crowning happening.
Ew, gross.
And two things away, she said, if the government keeps treading on me, I'm going to turn into this, and had a picture of, like, Little House on the Prairie. And I'm like,
oh, God.
She's like, because of COVID, my daughter couldn't be at the birth of my baby. I'm like, good? Yeah.
Because of good. COVID, I wasn't with my dad when he died. What's your point?
Your fucking point. I'm like, first off, you want your daughter to see that? I don't want to see that. I want a kid and I don't want to see that. Like, if I'm having a baby, I want, like, a sheet over my lap. I don't want to see what's happening down there. If perfect world, they'd give me, like, some sedative and then I'd wake up and there's this beautiful baby who's all clean. You know, perfect world, that would be what would happen. So I don't want to see it coming out of you on your Instagram and making a political statement out of it. Ma'am.
And then she told Becky, she's like, I really feel this, that on that picture today of like Becky's kid. She's like, I really feel this. And I'm like, bitch, she ain't coming back. You just showed your cooter on Instagram with a baby coming out. Like, no offense, Lacey. Actually, all offense. Why don't you go to the, see if Ric Flair will take you to the fundraiser he's going to.
Oh, God.
It seems like she'd love it. She'd have a great time. Oh, wait. Wait. That's right. You don't care if your kids catch COVID, so go right ahead. It's fine. Right? Just post pictures of them shooting out of your fucking crotch on Instagram.
Oh, God.
I'm going to send it to you to ruin your day.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
My days are bad enough. No, thank
you. Girl, I looked and I was like, I literally looked at it for a minute like, that is her business. I mean, like, you can't see, like, it's kind of at an angle where, like, her thighs hiding the bit, like, all, well, most of the bits, but you could see, like, a little something coming out.
Oh, God.
So, like, you know, you're not seeing the whole
cookie.
The whole cookie. You're just seeing, like, a couple crumbs and then, like, maybe a chocolate chip coming out.
Oh, my God.
So, just beware if you're on Instagram. And there's all these people are like, oh my God, it's such a beautiful experience. So beautiful. Oh my God. Like, okay, I want to have a home birth maybe, but I'm not going to post it on Instagram, okay?
Oh my gosh. Like,
the first photos of the future child, my spawn of Satan that comes out of me, I will have my hair done. This kid will be like 3 days old. It's gonna like be a little chubby already because it's like I don't want to look like a potato. It's fine, but otherwise I don't want pictures. I don't want you looking at me. I'm like, listen, I might hide the fact one day when I spawn something, I'll be like, oh hey, by the way, I had a baby like 3 days ago. I did it all by myself. They'd be like, Also, I need to retouch the photos before they go on Instagram. Right. Yeah. Come on, people. You gotta get good angles. Not like an angle where you can see the cookie. But like, you know, like a tasteful angle. But yeah, I saw that today and I was like,
oh my goodness.
I think I was like, I need Becky Lynch to comment on these photos. Please, Becky, comment on these. I have no problem if you want to have a home birth. Go ahead. I think that's great. If you want to have a home birth and your doctor's okay with that and you have the people there to help you, that is wonderful. Right? That is a wonderful experience that you can have. But I don't want to see it on Instagram or like on YouTube. I don't want to see like the video of the child plopping out of your cooter. I don't need to see it. I don't. That's, they're like, oh, like you'll watch some like YouTube moms like birthday montage and they're like, oh, little crotch goblin is 3 years old. Oh. And then they're like, oh, watch it plop out of my cooter. No, I don't, like, I was enjoying, like, oh, look, it's 3 years old. How? Okay. Yeah. Just saying. That is my rant on, please, I don't need to see that. Have some shame. Have just a little shame. You know, I don't need to see it.
That's just disgusting.
That's nasty. Like, it's beautiful and nasty. And then, like, I don't need to hear afterwards, like, oh my God, this is what it looks like now. I don't need to hear that either. I'm good. Thanks. Unless you're going to get to, like, tell people not to have a kid.
Oh, that's like, true. That'd be good birth control.
Yeah. Like, there's this one YouTuber I watched. She had her son, like, 2 years ago. And she's like, I ripped all the way to my asshole. And I'm like, all right. We're not having a kid anytime soon. Oh, and she's like, yeah. I'm like, oh. She's like, it's like Frankenstein down there now. I'm like, oh. Ew,
gross.
Well, not having a kid anytime soon. Thanks. I'm like, no, thank you. I don't need to know what you did down there. All right. Now, past the traumatic birth segment. Here is our weekly Taylor Rotunda update on YouTube. He did a Q&A on cooking.
Oh.
He talked about steaks a lot. And somebody swore they heard Liv Morgan in the background. That is the update.
Huh.
Yeah. I didn't hear it, but somebody said they did. And I'm like, where did you hear it? Because I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it.
Someone probably edited into an edit of it or something.
Well, his sister does the editing.
No, I mean, like, someone online probably took it.
I think somebody's, like, wishful thinking. Like, you know when you think, you're like, oh, I thought I heard that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think it's, like, a wishful thinking kind of a thing. Either that or they're like, oh, it's Liv, but it's really his sister. Because, like, she's the producer. Micah is the producer, guys. So, like... Maybe it was her. I still think they're fucking, like, Liv and Taylor, which, I mean, congratulations for them. That's not my business if they're fucking. Unless you got drama and then, you know, spill the tea. But, you know, I think somebody is just wishful thinking. I didn't hear it. I watched it back twice and I was like, I didn't hear that. But okay. If you say so. But anyway. I think they are fucking though.
Could be.
I think they are. I happen to think so. Like, there's too many coincidences. You know? There's just too many coincidences. Anyway. People are talking about Seth Rollins' Harley Quinn suit.
What?
His suit. Everybody said he looked like Harley Quinn because it was like a black and red splattered suit.
Oh.
They're like, he looks like Harley Quinn.
Oh my God.
Like, oh, he wishes. He just walked out and he did that laugh and I was like, I need to turn my TV off. That's annoying.
Yep.
That's annoying. That poor child has to hear that in person, up close. Uh-uh. Like, that kid probably does something, like, adorable, and he's like, ha, ha,
oh, God.
That poor baby.
No, thank you.
No, thank So a friend of mine asked, he's like, you know, Seth and Becky are, like, married. I'm like, yeah. He's like, do you think he sounds like that when they're doing it? I was like, oh God, that would be like, I have to be like, I have to go now.
No,
I have to leave. Something came up and it's not you. I have to go now. That's, I was like, either that or he like sweats a lot.
Ew, gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, there's people thirsting after Brock Lesnar now.
He does look better than he did.
Because they're like, he's like Jason Aldean. And I'm like, he's mayonnaise melted. He's like melted mayonnaise.
I don't think it's that bad. But Jason Aldean was attractive before he started doing stuff to his face.
He did start doing stuff to his face.
Yeah.
And his wife's kooky.
Well, she's a fan.
Well, yeah, everybody says
he cheated on his first wife with her, I think.
Hmm. But she's a little weird now.
Well.
And we're like, oh, she was okay. And now she's, she got some out there views. I'm like, oh. Oh. You know what that's code word for.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, what can you say? at that point.
Well, someone posted a picture of the outside of Jason Aldean's house, and he has a fuck Biden flag flying on his flagpole.
See, this is what I don't understand. It's like, I can't do the other way around, because, like, people are all like, ew, you can't do that. You're hurting my feelings and my sensibilities. But, like, he can do it.
I don't care what I still like his music. I can separate the two, but.
Yeah. I mean, there's some people you can't separate. Yeah. But there's some people you can.
I mean, he's a country singer. What do I expect? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't.
That's just part of being liking country music, is there's going to be people with those kind of opinions. That's just the way it is.
There's going to be some unsavory opinions.
Yeah. Yes. I can deal with it. I mean, he grew up like 2 hours from me. He's just like all the boys I went to high school with. They probably all have fuck Biden flags too. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
I had a guy on my street that said Trump is next to Jesus in their house. So, you know. Mike, isn't that a cult? That sounds like a cult. I don't know about you. Sounds a little culty to me. That's what I did yesterday too, when I felt like my arm was going to fall off. Branch Davidians, Jonestown. That one lady with the Christian diet cult. You know. The Christian diet cult lady died in a plane crash in Georgia. I know, you got to watch that. This chick was wacko. But, like, all these people bought in because they were like, oh, my God. Like, her thing is, she was like, you'll lose weight if anytime you're hungry, you just pray and think about Jesus.
Uh-huh. That is true. You would lose weight.
You would lose weight. But then, like, if you didn't lose enough weight, she was like, oh, you must not believe enough. So then give me more of your money. Yeah. And then she died in a plane crash. Yes. God, these cults are getting crazy. What a time to be alive. Anyway, Halloween question of the week. You're having a Halloween party. Who's 10 people you'd invite to your Halloween party?
Okay. I'm going to do the iconics for my first two.
And that counts as one.
Oh, okay. Well, they have 13. They have cute outfits. They'd be entertaining.
One. Yeah. Yep. Yes. Tag teams do count as one, guys.
Okay. So, yes. Iconics. Are we going back and forth or just all together?
Back and forth.
Okay.
My first person that I would invite would be, just because it'd be a shit show, I'm going to invite the Briscoes.
Oh.
And you can invite them too. I mean, it's two separate parties, but I'd invite the Briscoes because it'd be a damn good time.
That is true.
It'd be a damn good time. Huh. Yes.
Okay. I would invite Riddle and Randy. I'd do them together.
I'd have an issue with Riddle though. I'd be like, oh, we got to talk about Riddle after this.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, not his dick, but that's what I would be looking at. I'd be like, how?
Huh.
Hmm. Randy would be a good one though. I think like people get like stupid drunk and he would just be like talking shit on everybody.
That is true.
Be a good time. And Riddle will bring the weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be a great party. My number two should be obvious. It's Bray. Duh. Duh. Because we'd have a good time.
It's true.
And it's a spooky party. You got to be spooky at the spooky party. Right?
Very true.
Yes. Also, I feel like he wouldn't be afraid if, like, I had, like, a fake severed head fall from the ceiling. He wouldn't be afraid. He'd be like, wow. And I'd be like, I know. He'd just match the spook level.
That makes sense.
He would. Number three.
Mojo.
Well, yeah, it's a party.
Yeah. I'm going for party from partiers here.
Mojo. You're going party. I'm going, who would be creepy and dirty enough for this party? There's going to be a lot of dirt bags in my party. Anyway, yes, Mojo's a good one. A very good one. Though, like, part of me wonders, would you be drunk in the first hour if Mojo came to the party?
That's true.
Like, he'd just be like, yeah, here's this clear alcohol. Just fucking, here's the do all these shots. And then all of a sudden, you're stumbling and you're drunk 45 minutes in. But still, he'd be a fun party.
Uh-huh.
Fun party. My next one is Rosemary.
Huh.
She would just be like fun, you know? Like
she'd be in theme.
She'd be in theme. Yeah, you have to be in theme if you're coming to my party. That means the Briscoes have to dress up.
Ah.
I think they'd be zombies.
I could see it.
I could see that as well, because then they don't have to wear other clothes. They'd just be like, I'm a zombie. And I'd be like, I give it a 3 out of 10.
All right. I'm going to say New Day.
That would be entertaining. Uh-huh. That would be entertaining. I would not be mad at that. That'd be a good time. You know?
I'm going for the partiers.
Yeah. Yeah. My next one, I'm going to go, even though I don't like where he works, John Moxley.
Yeah.
Good choice. Again. Plus, he would bring good booze. It'd be a good time. It'd be a good time.
Let's see. Jay White.
Oh. He'd be that guy who's, like, brooding in the corner the whole time. But, like, you couldn't, like, not look at him. Like, you'd just be like, there's that guy. Like, you don't know about him.
Is he a serial killer? You don't know.
Is he a serial killer? Or is he just extremely attractive and charismatic? We don't know. Yeah. I can see why that would be a thing. My next one is pretty obvious if you have my theme. It is Danhausen.
Ah.
Obviously. You have Danhausen at a Halloween party. That's the most Danhausen time of the year. Right?
True. That is true.
Most Danhausen time of the year. Everybody love it. It'd be the greatest party ever. Plus, I mean, Danhausen's fun.
I've never even really watched anything with him. I just have seen pictures of him that you have, but
I love Danhausen. Such a great guy. One did of a kind.
Did he meet Cena or something?
He did. He met Cena at New York Comic Con. He's very excited about it. Everybody said, Danhausen, why are you standing next to nothing?
A valid concern.
It's a valid concern. Okay.
Let's see. I'm gonna go with.
Are we at five?
Yeah. So this will be six. I'm trying to think of another girl that would be fun. I just dislike so many of the girls right now.
I know.
Can I do a couple? Does that count as one?
Sure.
Okay. Carmella and Corey.
They would be fun. They're actually on my list, too.
Wow.
They would be, like, really fun. I would enjoy that.
She could bring the dog.
Oh, yes. The pup. She'd bring little Pancake.
So cute.
And Corey's just awesome. He's, like, a nice... I mean, when we met him, he was a nice guy. So, you know.
It's true.
So, yeah, that's my next one. Is I would have, only because Carmella's costume would be.
That's true.
That costume. Whatever she is, it would be a good costume. Girl has the best wardrobe. All right, next.
That's you. Oh, yeah, you could use them too, yeah. You said, though. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Another dude. I'm gonna go. Mm, I don't know if he'd be that fun, though. I'm going to say Sheamus.
He might be fun.
I feel like he could be.
I think he'd be like, you'd be sitting there and he'd like get drunk and crack some really good jokes.
Uh-huh.
He's full of jokes, I think. You know, he's ha ha. He would
dress up.
He would. He would dress up. Definitely. I think it'd be fine. He'd be the guy who gets drunk and just cracks jokes. It'd be great. My next one, again, fits with the theme, Finn Balor.
There you go.
Yes. Mr. Finn Balor would be at my party. He could either be the prince or the Demon King. I mean,
could be both.
Either one.
Could do a change.
He could be midway. Both. He could have a costume change mid-party. Uh-huh. I mean, it's just great. It's endless. How could you not like this?
It's true.
He would fit in the theme. We'd have a good time. Yes. Your turn.
I'm gonna do another couple and do Miz and Maryse.
They would be. I'd be. My thing with Miz and Maryse is I'd be envious the whole time. Like, Miz is killing it on Dancing with the Stars right now, and he was the genie the other night. And Scar. He did both.
Oh.
And he's killing it on Dancing with the Stars. I think it's either going to be him or JoJo Siwa to win the whole thing.
Oh.
I just vote for the Miz the whole time. Anyway, they're that couple you just look at and be like, God, I hate them. Like, they're, like, nice, but you hate them.
I've done that.
Yeah, you're like, God, why do they have to be nice too? God. Yeah, that they're that couple. My next person kind of fits with the theme, I guess. Maybe. We're gonna say maybe. I'd invite Joey Janela to my party.
Huh.
Only because he'd have a badass 80s themed costume. I think it'd be good. Plus, he seems like life of the party. So, you know.
That is true.
Bring a little party into my spooky party. My spooky dookie party. Next.
Makes sense. I keep thinking of couples. When you stop saying couples.
There's one that I'm thinking of that. Like, I'm surprised you haven't said it, but it's on my list. But we could have them go to both. If I say it next, you're gonna be like, oh my God,
that's perfect. No,
it is actually.
Jesus,
for the reasoning of if this person brought food, you'd be like,
this person brought food. Well, I was gonna say Baron for the food.
Well, yeah, that's good to say. Spooky factor and cooking.
That's true. Okay, yes. we'll do Baron then.
Baron,
does that mean that Mox brings Renee because she has food too to your party?
Yes, they're gonna cook together. They're gonna cook together. Anyway, but yes, they're going to cook together at my party. Yeah, and then Baron will be there, and he brings the spook factor as well.
That's true, even though we don't see it right now.
Even though he's not there. At all. I'd be like, listen, you can't dress like that at my party. You have to. Gotta bring it back to the old days. We have one left now?
I think so.
Okay.
You go ahead.
Okay, fine. I'll go ahead
then. Okay.
You think. I'll go ahead. My final one. And this would not be a couple because I don't want to deal with her man, Becky Lynch. I don't want to deal with her man.
I wouldn't either.
But she'd be fun at the party.
Uh-huh.
She'd be a good time. Comic relief.
I think I'm going to do another couple.
Okay.
Or maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe. This is so difficult. Pat McAfee.
Oh, he'd be a good time. He would be like the best time.
That's true.
He'd have like so much. He'd have like one of those ride on ice chest, and he would just ride around the party.
That's true. That.
He would. I think that would be a good time. It would be a good time. So yes, if we were having Halloween parties, that's who we would invite. As you can see, mine has a theme. I mean, they both have a theme, but you know. Anyway, it'd be a good time. If I could have one extra person, though, it would be Liv Morgan, because I feel like she would be fit in at the Spooky Dookie party.
That's true.
She would.
And she could bring, if it's her man, she could bring him and he could cook too.
She'll bring Taylor. But then I feel like there'd be a competition, and I don't want a cooking competition during my Spooky Dookie part. Like, what is this, Chopped?
I mean, I'd take it.
Unless I just walk by and smack them all with like a foot or something. I'm like, no! My party. I'll go through the haunted house again. Like, I would want like a really scary party, you know? Like one that people talk about for decades. They're like, wow, that was a good Halloween party. You know?
I know.
Either that or everybody gets wasted. Either that or everybody
and doesn't remember it.
Doesn't remember it. They're like, wow, that must have been a good party. I'm full and drunk. That's like two of the three things. You gotta be at a party, right? Well, not, I mean, unless you don't drink and then like, I don't know, play some games or something. I don't know. But yeah. Also, dogs are invited.
Oh, yeah.
Must have dogs. There has to be dogs. We're like people and dogs. Bring your dog, please. We just like dogs. Just that'd like be a fun. Pet dog. Yeah. Just like you go pet the dogs.
They have to be in costume.
They have to wear a costume, of course. You have to be like, I don't know, just a fancy dog. You got to bring your dog. I'll bring my dog, even though he's an asshole. It's true. Anyway, guys, I think that is it for this week.
What's our Halloween theme next week?
Our Halloween theme next week is going to be one that does not have to do with a party, but we have to decide our top three favorite spooky wrestlers of all time.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Of all time.
All time.
All time. Forever.
Okay.
And they don't necessarily have to be wrestling now, obviously.
Right.
Yes. All right, guys. So next week you will hear that because we're coming to the end of October. Also, Bound for Glory is next week. So we might have more matches to talk about for Bound for Glory. You know, we could have some exciting announcements there. We could have a you know, surprise entrance. We could know more people. So until next week, bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.